Hello, everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there on MILB TV and listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live from overcast Clover Park, Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between the St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. I'd like to especially welcome those listening on WPSL 1590 AM, our great radio partner for every St. Lucie Mets Friday game, home or away. Mets got off to a slow start in the second half, losing their first three games, but the Mets have won two out of three here at Clover Park this week against the Hammerheads. Big comeback win, 8-5 on Tuesday after trailing 5-1 at the seventh inning stretch. A hiccup on Wednesday in a rain-shortened loss, but then yesterday, one of the best wins of the season for the Mets. 13-3 romp for the Mets as the boys in blue and orange all got a hit. Eight scored a run, six drove in a run. Javier Atencio, the starting pitcher, pitched five scoreless to get the win. Just a great night for the Mets at the ballpark. They had to battle the elements with the rain plus the flying colors. And now the Mets will try to at least guarantee themselves a series split if they can win this game. Mets come into today's game with a 42-29 record. They are 2-4 in the second half. Jupiter, 37-33 in the overall, 3-3 in the second half. And taking a look at complete FSL standings, Palm Beach leads the East at 5-1 in the second half. Jupiter, two back. Daytona and the Mets tied for third or last, whichever way you want to look at it. Three back. Over in the West Division, Tampa off to a good start. Tarpons, 5-1. Dunedin is 4-2. A game back. Lakeland, 3-2, a game and a half out. Bradenton, Clearwater, 2-4, three back. Fort Myers, the first half champ, 1-4. Other games around the Florida State League tonight. Daytona is at Palm Beach at 6:30. Clearwater hosting Lakeland at 6:30. Tampa at Bradenton at 6:30. Dunedin at Fort Myers at 7. And our first pitch is scheduled for 6:10. And unlike yesterday, we will have an on-time start. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's ball game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now have services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show continues. There's a look at today's umpires. Home plate umpire Alex Lawry. Matt Wachowski is the base umpire. Starting pitcher for today's game for the Mets, Joel Diaz. More on him in a moment. Juan Reynoso going to make his Florida State League debut for the Hammerheads. Lineups. For the Hammerheads, Osiris Johnson leads off, plays center. Carlos Santiago is the shortstop, batting second. Khalil Watson hits third, plays second. Zach Zubi is at first base. He's the cleanup hitter. Ian Lewis will bat fifth. He's at third base. Christian Rodriguez, the DH, hits fifth. Or sixth, rather. Jorge Caballero in right field batting seventh. Jose Estrada is the catcher, hitting eighth. JV and Cody bats ninth. He's in left. For the Mets, Alex Mears leads off, plays center. Su-Wei Lin is the shortstop, batting second on minor league rehab assignment. Stanley Consueger bats third. He's in left. Junior Tilling, the cleanup hitter and second baseman. Omar De Los Santos bats fifth. He's in right. Jack Thomas Wold plays first. He hits sixth. Raul Berciarta is hitting seventh. He's the DH. Brady Smith will catch. And at eighth, Albert Suarez, third baseman, batting ninth. Mets taking the field in their military appreciation jerseys. They'll wear those the rest of the series. There's a look at social media, Rich. But more importantly, the color guard coming out. We will pause for first pitch on a cloudy Friday night for the Mets and the Hammerheads. American Legion Post 318 doing the color guard tonight. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Heidi Lee with the wonderful national anthem. And now it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. These two teams playing for the 16th time this year. Jupiter leads the season series 8-7. Mets lead the current series 2-1. On the mound for the Mets, the youngster, 18 years old, Joel Diaz from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. This will be the fifth appearance and the fourth start for Diaz, who is 0-1, an 11.17 ERA. After giving up just three earned runs in 50 innings last year for the Dominican Summer League, it has not been quite the stateside debut that Diaz had hoped, but there's still plenty of time and plenty of talent for him. He will face Osiris Johnson, Carlos Santiago, and Khalil Watson. lead it off. This will be the first game against Jupiter for Diaz. He last pitched on the 23rd of June at Palm Beach, giving up three hits and three runs in just an inning and a third. Mets finished the month 12-13 record. It's actually not that bad considering that they had a seven-game losing streak in there, but a division that did see them win the FSL East first half title. These jerseys the Mets are wearing, military appreciation jerseys, they wore them yesterday, a big win. They will wear them the rest of the weekend as well. You can bid on those. Get a piece of St. Lucie Met team history, game-worn jerseys on stluciemets.com/auction. Bidding is live right now, and it ends Tuesday at 9 p.m. We're ready for baseball. Alex Lawry signals for first pitch. Here it comes from Diaz to Osiris Johnson, and it's flowing shallow right side. Foul territory for Wold, makes the catch just near the home plate area of the visiting bullpen. Now Johnson, a free swinger, swings often. Matter of fact, he's now swung on the first pitch in each of the three games he's led off this series and has recorded an out on that first pitch. Now a good start for Joel Diaz. Now Carlos Santiago, he swings through a fastball at 94. Diaz, primarily fastball, curveball pitcher, fastball in the mid-90s, and he likes that two-strike breaking ball. And he will have a chance to throw it next as he's gotten head nothing and two on Santiago. Santiago 1-4-7 in the series, fouls this fastball back at 95, so he did not go with the curve. Heads up down there in the press row, Will. ABS Tech Will, look out, fastball coming at you. There's a changeup a little high. Brady Smith thought he had strike three there. No challenge. One-two pitch fouled off. Santiago called up from the FCL Marlins at the start of this series, replacing Jose Salas, Jupiter Hammerhead. Foul off to the right. Santiago 1-for-5 in the opener. Two strikeouts Wednesday, did not play yesterday. 1-2 foul on a fastball. Here's a line drive base hit on a changeup into right field. Pass Wohl. Well struck base hit by Santiago, who overpowered by a couple of fastballs at the start of that at bat, but lines a base hit. And up comes Khalil Watson, Marlins first round draft pick last year, hitting 218 with 7 homers and 33 driven in. Short lead for Santiago off a first. Pitch is crushed deep right field by Watson, and that's going to get out of the park. A two-run homer for Khalil Watson. And a 2-0 lead for the Hammerheads. So Diaz gets an out on the first pitch he throws tonight, then quickly gets Santiago ahead down in the count 0-2. But a single and a home run. Just like that. Home run number 8 on the season, one of the Marlins' top prospects. Now Zach Zubia up. Stat cast it up for Khalil Watson on that home run. As Zubia takes a fastball for a strike. Home run came on a 93-mile-per-hour fastball, exit velocity of 104 miles per hour. Breeze, and it was hit 377 feet. Here's a broken bat flare into center. A base hit for Zubia. Three straight hits after the leadoff pop-out. Switch hitting Ian Lewis at the plate. One on, one out, 2-0 Jupiter. In the first. A pitch hard hit by Lewis, but foul. Lewis yesterday 0 for 3 with two strikeouts, but two walks as well. And a single and a walk in the rain-shortened game Wednesday. 1 for 4, an RBI single and hit by pitch Tuesday. A productive series so far for him. He takes this breaking ball inside. Three balls and a strike. Fastball too high, a walk. Now four straight hammerheads have reached base with one out. Let's see if there will be a mound visit. Pitching coach Victor Ramos. And this looking all too familiar for Diaz. Couldn't have asked for the better start, as here's Victor coming out for the early trip. And Osiris Johnson fouling out. And then again, quickly got his Santiago 0-2, but could not finish him off. Wonder how the inning would have changed if he had been able to finish off Santiago. I mean, two quick outs. Instead, Santiago won that battle. And it seems since then Diaz just a little deflated. Two-run homer, single, and a walk have followed. The Mets offense haven't seen it tonight, but their 13 runs on 12 hits yesterday, hoping to keep the bats going. But the Mets will quickly want to put out this fire here in the first, and they will already get the bullpen going. As Diaz is at 17 pitches. There's Victor Ramos heading back to the dugout. Victor's done a great job this year, but he doesn't quite have the horses he had out of the gate. And done so well that that's promoted a lot of his top guys. He's got a lot of work to do with younger kids coming over from the complex side. Here's a strike to Rodriguez, but Rodriguez would like to challenge that call. It's a strike.
Pitch has been rolled a strike. The count for balls, one strike.
So the correct call by Lowry. Jupiter has two challenges left. Here's a base hit into center field for Rodriguez. Zubia is going to get the stop sign at third. Ramirez gets the ball back over to Wold. Well, five straight have reached. Base is loaded. I'm rumbling down in the crowd. Is they out? He is still one good pitch away from escaping this with just two runs against him. Nobody yet has hit the ball on the ground, though, which is concerning. Here's one on the ground, could be two. The shuffle to second from Tillian. The throw by Lynn completes the double play, and that is just what the Mets needed from Joel Diaz. A two-run homer. The next three get on base, but all for naught on the double play. Well turned by Tillian and Lynn. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight. Just down two. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, watching on MILB TV, and also listening on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Bucko as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. Alex Amir is leading off for the Mets against Juan Reynoso. Who knows what Reynoso is going to have tonight? Just 18 years old himself. But Joel Diaz throws this pitch low for ball two. Reynoso, 18 from La Vega in the Dominican. He was pitching in the FCL, Florida Complex League for the Marlins. Three games, all starts there. A 1.93 ERA, only 9 1/3 innings, but they feel he's ready to come over already. And here, he starts with a four-pitch walk. So maybe a little nerves. Ramirez had a good day yesterday, reaching base three times. Takes the walk down to first, and now Tsu-Wei Lin, left-handed hitting shortstop at the plate on minor league rehab assignment for AAA Syracuse, signed with the Mets as a minor league free agent in March, and a late start to his season in spring training. Takes this pitch for a strike. Lynn, a day of rest yesterday, hasn't played a full game yet in this rehab assignment. Curveball, a pretty one at 76. O-2 curve, a good take by Lynn, especially after that previous pitch. Lynn, in his brief time as a St. Lucie Met this year, just 2-for-13. Pickoff throw close, but Ramirez dives back in just ahead of the tag by Zubia. It's 2-0 Jupiter. In the bottom of the first, one on, nobody out. Working on getting that score for you in the bottom right screen. Lynn, a sharp base hit into left. Well struck, bouncing out to JV and Cody. So the first two Mets reach base. Shaky starts for each of the 18-year-olds from the DR. Not a surprise, maybe a little nerves. Inexperience. And here comes the surging Stanley Consuegra. Big day for Stanley yesterday with the two-run homer and five driven in. It is eighth home run of the season yesterday, all three triples, 32 RBI. And he will take this one low. It looked like it almost crossed up. The catcher Reynoso, that is called a strike. Again, it does not matter how the catcher receives the ball. It's whether it crosses the strike zone, the automated strike zone, which is a two-dimensional rectangle square in the middle of the plate. I guess that one caught it. Mound visit number one, and Caballero, or rather Estrada out there after the cross-up. Fortunate he didn't get hurt or the ball didn't go to the backstop. Ramirez dancing around on second. Time is called late by Consuegra, and I think that might have cost him an automatic ball. Pitch clock about to hit zero on the pitcher, but Consuegra bails him out with the time. Curveball, strike 78. O-2 curveball gets the swing and a miss. A strike three. Much needed strikeout for Reynoso. Curveball looks like it'll play. He can continue to command it and within reason. Junior Tillian up now. Mets playing around on the base paths. Ramirez, he looks like he's angling to steal third. And now with one out, might be more inclined to do so. Estrada, though, does have a strong arm from behind the plate. Ground ball. Nice pick by the shortstop. Goes to third for one. The first double play. Santiago to Lewis to Zubia. 6-5-3. How often do you see that? That ball was hit so hard, Santiago was falling down, stumbling as he threw to third base. That is a tough break for Tillian and an awesome turn by Santiago. Both teams hitting into a double play to end rallies. Jupiter leads 2-0 as we head to the second on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590 and MILB TV.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fall. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you on a muggy but dry, thank goodness, Friday night. Jose Estrada leading off the top of the second against Joel Diaz, and Diaz under the arms for ball one. Five straight batters reached against Diaz in the top of the first, a two-run homer but then he got a double play to escape trouble. The bullpen was warming up behind him. One curveball, big swing and a miss. That was not a good swing way up high. Stroudman has one game in the series, 0 for 4, the strikeout. Curveball just off. A good take. That was a tougher one to take than the eye-high curve. Fastball fouled away. Time called. Curveball too high and a full count. Payoff pitch, a fastball deep to third. This is gloved fair by Suarez. And look at the nifty play by Albert. Very casual throw over to first base, plenty of arm strength. Gets the out. Now very close to going foul. Albert with all his momentum going the other way. So we come to the nine-man Cody, and he takes a pitch inside. Last year in the Dominican Summer League, Diaz made 15 starts in 50 innings, only 3 earned runs, 63 strikeouts, and just 9 walks. Is this fastball right at the knees for a strike? Reports I've heard the velocity this season a little bit down, and, of course, the competition level way up. Curve is too high. I'm just watching with the naked eye, and I'm sure you on MILB TV watching can see he's got good stuff and certainly good enough to mow through some of those lineups last year. But from going from the Dominican Summer League and your next step is already full season baseball, that's a big jump. Remember back in the old days in the minor leagues, he'd be in the Dominican Summer League, then he'd probably go to the GCL, then Kingsport, then maybe Brooklyn, and then after all that, then might wind up in single A, but the rearrangement of the minor leagues, basically you go from the Dominican Summer League to the Complex League right to single A. Here's a big bouncer out to Tilly, and he's got to wait. Fires off a throw just in time to get Cody. Not much more Junior could do out there at second. He had to wait. Good hard throw. Beat the speedy Cody. And when you got a pitcher like Diaz, 18 years old, struggling early, getting him all the outs you can possibly get, very important. So back to the top and Johnson, and takes a curveball away. And Johnson pulls one into left field. Consuegra gets to it. Johnson never had his mind on anything more than a long single. Carlos Santiago was up. Throw over to first. Johnson is safe. Santiago smoked a single to right field in the first inning. Swings this high fastball. One pitch, missed inside. That might be worth the challenge. Runner goes to second, throwing into center field. Now, what do we have here? Because Diaz wanted to challenge that pitch, but it was still a live ball. So Johnson sneaks into second. I think it's going to be a strike. No, it's a ball. That was a double whammy for the Mets. So Diaz focusing on getting the challenge away. And as he's doing that, Johnson sneaks into second base. Here's Robbie Robinson coming out, Mets manager, to argue this. Yeah, this is one of those areas where we're still going to have to work through. It's because the pitcher's obviously focused on making the challenge, having it so the umpire sees that he's challenging, trying to control the run game at the same time. And Osiris Johnson, give him credit in that gray area, says, well, if the pitcher's going to focus on dealing with the umpire and the challenge, take off, unbeknownst to the pitcher, Diaz, and steal second. And Robbie's standpoint is, well, my pitcher's trying to challenge. It should be a dead ball, I'm guessing, is what his argument is. It's a tough break. We saw last week down in Jupiter against the Palm Beach Cardinals, you know, the catch, the strike him out, throw him out challenge, and sending the base runner that stole second back because if it's a dead ball, as this pitch is fouled away. So it's, again, a learning process, and as these different issues pop up, somebody's taking note, because eventually if this is going to make the major leagues, all these kinks need to be worked out. 2-2 to Santiago, and he bounces one to Wold. Jack Thomas will field and run to first base, basically in the same step, and get Santiago. So nothing comes of the two-out single and stolen base by Osiris Johnson. Much better inning that time around by Joel Diaz. Mets down two. They'll hit in the home second. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
First pitch swinging, Omar De Los Santos pops one up on the infield. That's going to be caught by Zubia, the first baseman on the side of the mound. A one pitch, one out in the bottom of the second for Juan Reynoso. Golds. Hit an RBI triple yesterday, his first three-bagger this season. Fouls one back. One changeup misses. Two balls and a strike. A 3-1 down and in. Ball four. Wolds heads down to first base. One on, one out. Scorebug's back. There you are, little guy, down there in the right corner. You see it's correct. Jupiter leads 2-0. Khalil Watson, eighth home run of the season. Raul Berciarte up. Berciarte's got some pop as the clock is reset. Curveball at 76, touches the corner. Berciarte with the look back, but no challenge. Again, the Mets have already lost one today and got two left, so use them wisely. A 1 curve too high. Snap throw to first. That will not get Wolds. Estrada almost blindly throwing down there. One pitch fouled away. What's that sign say back there? One, two pitch, a called third strike on the outside corner. Berciarte's going to challenge. Oh boy. Strike three. Yeah, that looked like a strike from here. Well, not a good use of a challenge, obviously, as we have almost a full game to go, and the Mets are down to one challenge. Like, if you're going to lose a challenge, at least lose it on a strike three, I suppose. But it's a long game ahead. It figures to be a close game. Berciarte, I'm sure, would like to have that back. Brady Smith will take a called strike. So Reynoso's got that curveball working for an 18-year-old first Florida State League start. This is impressive. And the fly out of play to the right. Fastball's been 92-93. Is that the doorbell sound, and now the dogs are going crazy down there, a few at least. It is Bark in the Park. We're going to have dogs in the booth. My God. As this pitch goes over the head of Smith, nice snag by Estrada. It's denied dogs in the booth the first time this season when we were rained out, but the dogs will be up in the press box, in the radio booth, much to my delight. We'll have video of that. 1-2 pitch, Smith gets into one. Deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Brady Smith ties the game. A two-run homer, his first as a St. Lucie Met. A hanger, and he banged it right out. It's 2-2. That ball was up there for a long time. Cody kept tracing back and finally just gave it a look. two-out blast by Brady. Evens it up. Now Albert Suarez at the plate. Being around Brady for a few weeks now, he's a big, strong guy. Knew he had that power in him somewhere. Maybe it's the power of that jersey. Mets crushing the ball this week on that jersey. Suarez in a 3-0 count. Albert picked up his first extra base hit of the season yesterday, a late double. He will take a strike here. Did my eyes deceive me? Exit velocity on that home run, 89 miles per hour. Not even be considered a hard hit ball. Launch angle of 33 degrees, no distance listed. Probably in the 360 range. Maybe a little less. Suarez takes the walk. That will draw a mound visit from the pitching coach, Glenn Dishman. First time through the order, Mets did fairly well against Reynoso. They walked three times, a single and a two-run homer. Figures to get maybe tougher now. These young pitchers, Diaz, Reynoso trying to go through the lineup a second time. Starting with Alex Ramirez. Alex walked in the first. Suarez, big lead, not running pitches, a ball outside on the curve. Suarez strikes me as a cagey runner. He doesn't get on a lot, so it's hard to tell, but I mean, a big lead yesterday was picked off second. He is pretty quick. Not running. Ramirez unloads to left. Bye-bye baseball. This one way out for Alex Ramirez. A moonshot over the boardwalk. And with one swing, he has given the Mets the lead. The sixth of the season for Ramirez, the top prospect on the team. 4-2 Mets. And my goodness, look at this. What a swing. High fives all around entering the dugout for that one. And now Lynn will hit. So a couple of two-out homers for the Mets here in the second. It does appear that the bats have rolled over from last night's big effort into this evening's game. Even the dogs are barking. Pitch outside to Lynn. Ramirez, home run stats, 104 miles an hour off the bat, 415 feet to left. Wow. Launch angle, 30 degrees. That was majestic. 5.4 second hang time. Lynn crushes one deep left center field. Johnson going back. It looks like he's got room. He does, but not much. Suwei Lin puts a charge into a ball, and there's a long flyout. Good inning for the Mets. Brady Smith and Alex Mears both go yard for two-run homers. 4-2 Mets going to the third.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
beer, Nathan's Famous hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Leo Watson, the source of Jupiter's offense, leads off the top of the third. It's been a game of two-run homers. Mets have two, Jupiter has one. And that one is from Watson, his eighth of the season. Fouls went off to the left. The wind tonight, it's blowing out to left field, but not stiffly, not like it was on Tuesday night. A nice breeze, helpful for the hitters, but not overpowering against the pitchers. Curveball from Joel Diaz is high. So let's see what Diaz has now. He's pitching with the lead. Had a nice inning in the second, but is facing this order second time around. And that check swing, did he go? He did for strike two. And Watson with the wave of the hand at Matt Witkowski did not care for that. And I never would care for that either if I was a left-handed hitter and the first base umpire said I didn't check my swing. How are they supposed to see? That one's always lost on me. 2-2 swing and a miss. Strikeout for Diaz. His first of the night. So he wins that round. Against Watson. Brings up Zubia. Lined a single in the first. Curveball, pretty. This one low. Fastball. Bounced out to third, but it looks like that hit off the foot of Zubia, and it did. He's limping around. That play will not count. Ouch. Right off the foot of Zubia. Well, he's given a minute. Lowry will dust the plate for him. Foul strike two. Keyshawn Askew warming up in the Mets bullpen. Well, he'll piggyback off Diaz. And no big rush. Curveball, foul the way, right side. Heads up in the stands down there. Maybe a dog will get it. I'm glad to see that the dogs tonight haven't been banished to the berm. There's Keyshawn. Being allowed to sit in the bowl. One, two, curve outside. A pop-up. That looks like it will reach the stands as well. Look out, doggy. That dog's on high alert now. Wants to know what's going on. 2-2 curveball. This one's put in play. Out towards right. De Los Santos makes the catch. Zuby retired. Two up, two down for the second straight inning. That's the way to live if you're the pitcher, right? First two guys out. Lewis fouls one back. Ian Lewis up for the second time, worked a walk. From Nassau in the Bahamas, just 19 years old. International free agent signing by Miami in 2019. Slugs this one deep center field. Ramirez will give chase. He looks up. He's trying to get there. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. Ramirez struggling to find it. Now he will get it to the cutoff man, Lynn. It's a stand-up triple for Lewis. No trouble out there for Ramirez, who was racing back, hoping to make a catch, and couldn't play it off the bounce on the wall. Off the bat, that looked like it had a good chance to get out. Well-struck ball by Lewis to dead center. Now Christian Rodriguez will bat, trying to bring the Hammerheads a run closer, and he misses at this changeup. .99 off the bat by Lewis. That said 374 feet, but further than that. Hawkeye misses there. A late swing and a miss on a fastball. Good run on that pitch. And Rodriguez is in an 0-2 hole. O-2, a tapper foul. Interesting. Oh, nice snag in the on-deck circle by Caballero. Like Luis Guillorme catching a Miami Marlins bat. 0-2 again. Diaz trying to strand a two-out triple. Not on this pitch. Interesting that Keyshawn Askew no longer throwing in the Mets bullpen. Saul Gonzalez down there again. You see some big Saul in his in the right corner of your screen. Maybe use it as a bridge pitcher. A 1-2 curveball. Wipeout, swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down, Christian Rodriguez. Good inning by Diaz. Very helpful for him to get the first two outs in each of the last two innings, able to strand that triple. Likely done after three innings. Outside of a two-run homer, probably his best appearance of the season. Mets lead 4-2 in the middle of the third on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. Those watching on MILB TV, a look at a few doggos tonight in the stands. Now that people are having fun with the pooches. Occasional bark coming through the crowd mic, perhaps. And this Consuegra somehow avoids getting hit on this pitch. As leading off the Mets third. Struck out swinging in the first against Juan Reynoso. And he cannot check his swing on this high fastball. Strike two. Curveball grounded to third. Nice stop by Lewis with ease. Makes the throw to first. A couple of good defensive plays on the infield for Jupiter tonight. A Jupiter defense that committed three errors yesterday. Early. A couple early errors really hurt them. One away in Junior Tillian up. Tillian hit to the rare 6-5-3 double play. Last time, he had a hit stolen away from him by Santiago at short. And he takes this breaking ball for a strike. And then foul tips this fastball for strike two. One-two pitch, swung on a miss, but to the backstop, and Tillian is going to reach. Strikeout, wild pitch. Ball hit the dirt, kind of skirted by. Skirted right through the wickets of Estrada. So a break for the Mets. And now Reynoso is essentially going to have to get four outs in this inning. Omar De Los Santos next up. He popped out off the side of the mound in the first at-bat. And he floats this one into foul territory. Tough play for Zubia out near the tarp. Makes it. And De Los Santos out to Zubia again. So walled up with two outs. Ball and a strike on Wold. He walked and scored in the second inning. And Jupiter's got some activity going down there in the pen, in the left corner of your screen. This pitch gets away from Estrada, but not too far. Almost looked like another cross up. Wold slashes one out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Full count. There There goes the runner, Wold, a fly deep right field. Caballero going back. This is a tough play to make, and it scrapes the net. Out of play. Off the bat, it looked like it had a chance to get out right down the line at 330. Wold will get a redo. First base. Running on the pitch. Payoff. Ball four. Immediately, Reynoso wants the challenge.
Pitches the challenge.
Might be new to this league, but not new to the challenge. He knows how to use the challenge system. Not much Wold could do there. It's a strike. It looked like a good pitch, and it was. Reynoso wins the challenge, gets the strikeout. That's probably his last pitch. What a way to go out. But the Mets did get a couple of two-run homers. They lead 4-2 after three. When we come back, I hear dogs in the booth. Hooray!
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special Sunday games and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Saul Gonzalez going to lead off for them, or going to pitch for the Mets. Three innings in the books for Joel Diaz. Pitched well, giving up just that two-run home run in the first inning. But a scoreless second and third. So now Saul takes over, and maybe at some point soon, Mr. Askew. And a line drive out of plate. Have a dog in the booth. We'll bring video of him shortly once we wait for our cameraman Josh to hustle up the steps. Very exciting. Met Opie between innings. He's a good boy. Gonzalez is going to bring to a close this at-bat as he strikes out Caballero. Another look at the first strikeout of the night for Saul. Look at the dive on that pitch. Jose Estrada up. He fouls one away off right. Diaz, three innings, six hits, two runs. Again on the homer by Watson, a walk and two strikeouts. Five straight reached against him in the first inning after he got the first out. But he got that huge double play to get out of a jam with the bases loaded. It's slider for a strike on the corner. And it's 0-2. 0-2 pitch up high. Sal Gonzalez in his second year met the Mets. Are in full season ball. 23rd round pick in 2018. From Sidra, Puerto Rico. Throws this pitch just off the plate. Gonzalez making his eighth appearance for the Mets, his seventh out of the bullpen. 1.98 ERA. Ground ball, deep at third. Suarez throws on to first. Wold has it. Estrada retired by Suarez for the second time. Two down. And now we're going to send it up to the broadcast booth. Let's get a look at our pup down there. Hey, everybody. There's Opie. Opie and Shannon. Shannon with the St. Lucie County Humane Society. Shannon, thanks so much for coming up and bringing Opie with you as well.
Yeah,
what a good
absolutely.
Boy.
Yeah. He knows all his basic commands. He knows how to sit, paw down.
Obviously, you can't miss him here either with the adopt me.
Yep.
So this little fella's up for adoption tonight on Bark in the Park, and we're hopeful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been with us for 2 years. We don't understand it, so hopefully this will be the thing that will help him find his forever home.
See, how could you possibly say no to this good boy? Info@stluciemets.com if you're watching out there and want to adopt Opie. Such a good boy. He's been quiet. Very clean dog.
He's one of
friendly.
Our feather dogs.
And how old is he?
He is estimated to be about 5 years old. He's a chow mix. He loves swimming and loves to play with his toys and play tug of war.
And he loves a nice cool floor too.
Oh, absolutely. He's someone who just goes so hard and then just crashes. So he's the best of both worlds. Couch potato and an energetic backyard dog.
And you have a couple of other dogs here as well tonight
yep.
that are up for adoption?
Yep, so we have Rocky and Shadow here. Shadow is an American Staffy mix, about 3 years old. And then we have Rocky, who's a boxer mix, estimated to be about five. He's here with his foster family, and then Shadow's down on the concourse.
Yeah, we posted a couple of photos on the St. Lucie Mets Instagram account and Twitter account, so take a look at those good boys there. And thank you so much for visiting. We hope you enjoy the rest of your time. How can
absolutely.
People get involved with the Humane Society here in St. Lucie?
So many things. Adopt. This week we're doing adoption specials. So tomorrow from 11 to 5, anyone can adopt any animal for $17.76 in honor of 4th of July. And then if you can, adopt, foster. So many dogs need foster homes, cats too. Volunteer. We have 60 dogs who need to be walked 60 dogs walk three times a day. That's 180 walks every day. So definitely volunteer. And if you can't, donate. We're raising money for air conditioning in our dog kennels. It's the Florida heat, so they definitely deserve that.
Shannon's, thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of your game. And hopefully he gets adopted and finds a forever home. He's a wonderful boy. And we wish him the best. Such a good boy.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. And with that, we'll send it to break.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit StLucieMets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now let's get back to the action.
What a good boy that Opie. Gosh, he's got to get adopted, right? 2 years? Can you believe that dog's been up for adoption for 2 years? If I wasn't so busy during this minor league baseball season, I'd adopt him tonight. Let's help a good pup out. And once again, thank you to the two Shannons for coming up to the booth and visiting with Opie, and best of luck to them and their good work with the St. Lucie County Humane Society. Here's a fly from Bear Sierta deep left field, and it's going to be caught on the warning track. Just a bit underneath for Real Bear Sierta. It's Cody able to get there for the out. One away as Lou Arbert Arias has entered the game. Both bullpens working now. And Brady Smith is up. He left the park for a two-run homer, his first as a Mets minor leaguer. Last at-bat. Just about, 10 or so feet further than the one Bear Sierra just flew out on. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1 on Brady. Mets lead this game. Homers by Smith and Ramirez. And a big cut and a fastball. It's 1-1. Pitching line for Reynoso. 3 innings, 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. And again, all things considered, 18-year-old as a making his first single-A start on the road against a team that scored 13 runs the night before. Good effort by him. Smith takes the called strike, and with one challenge left, he's going to not tempt fate. Takes the called strikeout. And brings Suarez back up. Albert worked a very important walk after that two-run home run by Brady Smith because it opened the door for the Ramirez two-run homer. There's a pitch just outside for a ball. Well, Albert kind of heating up. Got the double yesterday. Also got hit by a pitch and scored. Walking a run tonight. It's a high bouncer out to the second baseman, Watson, who throws to first. Actually, that looks like, was that Watson or is that Santos? It's an out, and the inning is over. The Mets go quietly against Lou Arbert Arias. 4-2, Mets lead. We'll go to the fifth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, MILB-TV, and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
To when you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Let's go back to the field.
There's Osiris Johnson coming to the plate. Saul Gonzalez. Good fourth inning. Now he throws a curveball a little low to Johnson. Two strikeouts and a ground out for the big man. Last inning. Mets have gotten really good relief pitching in this series as Johnson fouls went away. Five shutout innings. Catch it in the hat. Oh, he missed it. Man in a hat tried to make a catch and save his dog. He saved the dog, but missed the hat catch. Anyway, while that was happening off screen. Yeah, five scoreless innings from the Mets bullpen on Tuesday. Here's a fly into foul ground. Wold circling and catching. Jack Thomas Wold going into the middle of that bullpen. Snags another. Tyrus Johnson. Worth another look. Corey had to go that. Looked like De Los Santos, the right fielder, would have an equal shot. Johnson drops to 1-for-3. Here's Santiago. Swing and a miss, a home run cut. So the five scoreless innings from three relievers on Tuesday. No relief pitcher needed Wednesday. Christian Scott went the five innings that were played. And then yesterday, four innings, three runs for the two relievers. And here's a called strike, but Santiago wants the challenge. It's a strike. Lost the challenge. Now both teams down to one. And who's having a good day? The umpire, Lowry. He's been challenged five times. He's in right four times. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Sal Gonzalez. Five up, five down, three strikeouts. Dominant stuff. And Anhuedi Santos. He actually subbed in for Khalil Watson in the field in the third inning. Made that last play to end the fourth. But in yesterday's ball game, Josh Cornelli threw a perfect inning with two strikeouts, and Rayson Santos threw two scoreless innings. And really, Cornelli just had the one bump in the seventh with a two-run homer. So except for that swing, that's been a really good series for Mets relievers. And that has continued here tonight with Gonzalez. Here's the ball fouled away, and that will go over the press box. No play to be made by those fine gentlemen and ladies down there. 0-2 pitch. Oh, hits Gonzalez in the comebacker. He will try to stick with it. The throw. Oh, Saul Gonzalez. What a job. And now we wait to see if he's okay. Yeah, he's just fine. So it hits him on the comebacker. What an effort. Let's see this again. Oh, hits him up high. Look at the big man. Yes. What a play. The sprawling underhand toss on target. Walking off with Kiyoshi. I'm going to take more than that to knock Saul Gonzalez out. Two score where he got hit. Yeah, big, strong guy. He'll be just fine. Good work. Two scoreless innings for him with some excitement at the end of it. We're at the halfway point of tonight's game. Mets lead 4-2.
Guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alex Ramirez up for the first time since his tank. Will take a strike from Loire Bar Arias. Ramirez, a 415-foot home run to left in the second, gave the Mets their current 4-2 lead. When he's behind in the count 0-2 against Arias. Ramirez, look out, over his head. Oh, no, hits the net and splashes the poor gentleman with his beer. Oh, I don't think we have. Oh, no. Oh, no. You can't see it. Ramirez flies one on the infield. And Wade Santos makes the catch. Oh, man. This guy has his draft beer on the ledge. That ball flew right to the net. The net hits the beer. The beer goes absolutely flying. It was a full cup, too. And it is all over that poor guy. Oh. Just out of the range of the camera. What a shame. Here's a base hit in the right field by Lynn. That's his second of the game. One on, one out. And you look down and you're watching that ball go to the backstop if you're in the stadium. And just the way the beer flew out of the cup. I mean, it was a big blast of beer all over that poor guy and a couple other people next to him. And that drink didn't just tip over on him. It exploded. There's Consuegra at 2-0. And a ball out. Stanley 0-2 today, so he's overdue with the way he's been playing. Take this pitch right down the pipe. Swing and a miss. Going after one. The 3-1 hitters count. Now it's full. Fastball for a called strike on the corner, and Consuegra taps his bat in frustration from 3-0 to a strikeout. Two down for Arias. Tillian, 0-2, reached on a strikeout last time. Thank you. ball just misses. Foul back, and people in the front row immediately clutch their drinks that they have on the concrete ledge. And the ball fisted away into the seats. 2-2. Will go. As this pitch fouled away on the slider. Payoff again. This one in play, but Santos ranging out the shallow right makes the grab and ends the inning. Good relief pitching here. New Arbor Arias, two scoreless innings with one hit. Saul Gonzalez, two perfect innings. See if Keyshawn Askew can keep it up for the Mets, who lead 4-2 through five innings. We're watching the St. Lucie Mets and Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB-TV and listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, which on a Friday night includes WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, five Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Keyshawn Askew, one of the more intriguing arms in the Mets system right now. 10th round pick out of Clemson last year. Side-winding lefty. He's had an excellent season. Spent a month on the injured list with the bicep impingement, but coming off that looks good as the Mets stretch him out a little bit more each time. He will pitch the sixth against Zach Zubia. Throws the ball out and in, 2-0. Inside for ball three. Askew, a 1.50 ERA across eight games, three starts, 24 innings, only 12 hits and four earned runs, 10 walks and a whopping 34 strikeouts. He has issued a four-pitch walk to Zubia here. Whip 0.92 and just a 150 average against. I mean, you would think with that sidearm action that he would walk more than he actually does as he fires in a strike. But for a guy that throws from that angle at this stage of the minors, just 10 walks and 3 hit batters in 24 innings. Only 3 wild pitches. So he finds a way to command it for the most part. And there he ties up Lewis, and this is what Keyshawn can make a batter do. Looks silly. He's actually the Mets' opening day starter in a win up in Daytona. So he'll always have that in his minor league career. Got an opening day nod. 0-2, fouled away. Talked to him that day about that, and he said he wasn't nervous or anxious. He was just excited, really chomping at the bit, because he had said that, you know, that was an April start. He said, you know, this time in college, the season was almost wrapping up here in the middle of the season. I haven't pitched in a live game yet. And here we are on opening night. Well, he was ready to go. Lewis has walked and tripled both those plate appearances against Joel Diaz, the starter. Which is inside, and it's 2-2. Keyshawn pitched on the 25th of June last at Palm Beach. 3 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. He did walk 3. That was the most in a game this season. 2-2, a bouncer off the plate, foul. Has faced Jupiter 3 times already. And again, all at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Two pitch. Lewis, did he go around? He did. He strikes out on appeal. I think that's the correct call by Wachowski, the field umpire. It looked like he went. Oh, one on, one out now for the strikeout. Askew in his 3 games against Jupiter, 7 shutout innings. Just 2 hits, 2 walks, and 13 strikeouts. Can't get much better than that. Christian Rodriguez is up, and this is where Askew can really look dominant. Strike on the inside corner. He had one of the best pitches of the season, a slider to the big fella, Ruben Ibarra of Daytona, the big 300-pounder first baseman, where Ibarra swung and missed the pitch, and it hit him in the inner thigh. As Rodriguez swings and misses. So on that, slider has great horizontal break on it when it's on. A 1-2 pitch, slider swung on and missed. Strike 3, sit down, Christian Rodriguez. It's really almost a hopeless cause for left-handed hitters at this level against that. So Askew does what he should. Mows right through Rodriguez. 2 outs and Caballero up. And Caballero fights one off foul. Now you can just see Askew being a weapon out of a major league bullpen for the Mets in the not too distant future. I know that, you know, the days of the loogies, the lefty one out guys, are gone. The 3 batter minimum rule now, but teams can still use left-handed relievers to face left-handed batters and then figure out the rest. 0-2 pitch and a line drive up the middle right through Askew's feet. Going to second with it is Tillian. Keyshawn escapes there with a wide smile. Look out. That is out number 3, swept a leadoff walk. He gets 2 strikeouts and the ground out. Helped his own cause by getting out of the way. Good pitching tonight for the Mets. They lead 4-2 in the middle of the 6th.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College, EDU, to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Game moving right along, as the relievers have really dominated tonight. Lorbar Arias out for his third inning of work. 2 scoreless innings. He'll face Omar De Los Santos, who's popped out twice in the first baseman Zubia. First pitch is a ball outside. 4-2 Mets. Couple of 2-out home runs. Here's a base hit into left field for De Los Santos. A little bit of a struggle for him recently, but that'll help. And now we get to watch him run. Maybe the best part about his game, well, maybe the arm, the other part of it, but there's a lot of things to like about Omar De Los Santos, but it's a real treat for the St. Lucie fans to watch him with the bases empty ahead of him as he's going to be taking off. And a good matchup with Estrada, the catcher, who threw him out in game one of the series. No, he's not running. Wold will ground one to short. Could be two. Santiago goes to second. Santos to first, and it dribbles away. Zubia, who's been so good over there, like a vacuum cleaner, sucking up everything that bounces in the dirt, couldn't quite handle that. It would have been a double play. And now the Mets don't get to see Omar De Los Santos run on the bases. Now the Hammerheads get away with the one there. Fielder's choice, 6-4. And Wold replaces him at first. Bear Sierta is up. De Los Santos, 43 stolen bases on the season. We'll have to wait for number 44. There's a ball low. Bear Sierta strikeout looking and a fly out to the warning track and left in the fourth. He takes this curveball low. Jupiter started the scoring in the first inning. Khalil Watson, a 2-run homer. That's answered in the second with the Brady Smith 2-run homer, and then took the lead on a Alex Mears 2-run homer a few minutes later. And that's it. Khalil Watson, by the way, after he struck out to lead off the top of the third, did not come out to play defense in the bottom half of the inning. Not sure what happened there. Here's a line drive, and it eats up Santos into right field, and that's got some steam. Will still roll. Bear Tierce is going to chug to second, and he will reach. Here comes Wold all the way from first to score. What base running by Jack Thomas Wold, giving the Mets a 5-2 lead. A hustle double by Bear Sierta. That ball hit on the infield dirt. Almost gloved by Anoa'i Santos, and Wold still managed to go first to home. Great base running. Thought the Mets might have lost something there when Wold had to replace De Los Santos on first after that fielder's choice, but nope, Jack Thomas ran him well. RBI double for Bear Sierta. That throw kind of ballooned to second base from Osiris Johnson. Smith takes a strike. And Wold might have caught a flash of that, and also a good send by Robbie Robinson. takes this pitch away. So the Mets with their sixth hit, and now their biggest lead of the game. Bears here to his fourth double of the season to go along with his four home runs. Smith pops one up on the infield. And Santos will make the catch for out number two. Raul stays at second. And Albert Suarez will hit. Five, two Mets, two outs, a runner on second in the home sixth inning. Suarez 0 for 1, does have a walk and a run, takes this pitch up high. One oh pitch a little low. Again, with each team down to just one challenge the rest of the way, to use it wisely, carefully. Not on a 1-0 pitch, even though Arias thought that might have been a good pitch. Pitch is high. 3-0. Well, he certainly doesn't want to walk the 9-hitter. Suarez, who's hitting under 100 to face Alex Ramirez, the top prospect on the team, who's already hit a two-run homer tonight. How aggressive will Suarez be? Not very. Didn't get the chance. A four-pitch walk. He walks for the second time tonight. That sets up Ramirez. In a big spot in the game. The Mets have already scratched the run across this inning. Lead by three. He can extend it further. He's starting to heat back up. And that great Florida State League Player of the Week. Kind of slumped after that, has had some bright spots, now starting to pick things back up. He had the two hits and a walk yesterday, including a late double. He's got a home run tonight, so the power surge is returning, locking back in. First pitch, a little outside. Also have to wonder how much Arias has left. Over 40 pitches now, trying to get through three innings as a reliever on a muggy night. There's a foul ball, a huge cut by Ramirez. Good one on the corner. Ramirez will challenge that, lose it, and the Mets are done. That's it. Mets have no challenges the rest of the way. A three-run lead at minimum going to the seventh inning. I hope that that won't come back to hurt them. One, two pitches high. Fastball driven into the gap in right center field. That's going to get down and bounce all the way to the wall. Ramirez flying around the bases. He's trying for three. Suarez will score. Bears Hiertas already in. Two-run triple for Alex. He's having a huge game tonight for RBI. And that will make it 7-2 St. Lucie. Over the past two games, he's hit for the cycle. Single and a double yesterday, triple and a home run tonight. does not look like an immediate pitching change is coming. You know, Arias does take a walk around the mound. Not only no pitching change, but no mound visit. Su-Wei Lin up. He's already had a good game. Two hits. His first three trips. And a slider, a strike. A four-run inning for the Mets today and a three-run inning, and Ramirez right in the mix in both. Lin pounds one foul off the plate. And that walk to Suarez, give the Mets and really Ramirez credit. Two times in this game with two outs, Hammerheads walk Suarez, and Ramirez drives him in. This ball is fouled off. That's making a team pay for a mistake. Not throwing strikes to a nine-hitter. Lynn playing defense, fouls this one off in the 0-2 count. Another check swing foul. And Lynn just playing pepper with the baseball. Spoiling. There's no interest in lining up any of these pitches. Good bat control. Just waiting until he gets one he can straighten out. That he wants to straighten out. 0-2, and Arias gets the strikeout. He came high and in, and Lynn bailed out, couldn't stop his swing. He strikes out, and that will end the inning. But a good one for the Mets. RBI double for Bercierta. Two-run triple for Ramirez, and the Mets have a 7-2 lead heading to the seventh inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, watching on MILB-TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island. Where the season
next. Rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Keyshawn Askew, a good inning in the sixth. The leadoff walk, then got the next three. A couple of strikeouts. Played dodgeball on the last out. He did the splits as one went right between his feet. Estrada fouls this pitch off. Mets up by five, trying to make it 3 out of 4 in this series. There's a pitch outside. The Mets played so well in the first half. They got it to over 20 games, over 500. They won the division, but after that, they went into a slump. Lost 8 of 9. Snapped the 7-game losing streak on Tuesday. And a tough one on Wednesday, a one-run loss in five innings as this pitch hits Estrada. One of the best ones of the season last night, and they look sharp for the most part this evening, that pitch notwithstanding. Mets have played remarkably well at home, 25-7 here at Clover Park. So first homestand of the second half, Mets trying to straighten things out and back on track as this pitch comes inside to JV and Cody. Next week on the road at Daytona, where the Mets started the season, they are 12-2 against Daytona. They've had the Tortugas number. Daytona, a slow start in the second half as Wold will field this ball. He'll whip it to second for one, throw back to first. Not going to be in time to ask you to get Cody. Good effort by Su-Wei Lin. It's a tough thing to do to throw your pitcher covering first base while the runner's barreling in on you at second. Cody too fast. But lead runner retired. 1-for-3 with a single. A bunt, and that's going to go foul. Keyshawn will kick it. A little soccer action. And we wait. And we wait as Osiris heads back to the plate. Scores from around the Florida State League tonight. Is everybody enjoying good weather? Looks like it. Palm Beach up 3-1 at home against Daytona. So the Mets' previous opponent and next opponent. So this ball's fouled back for strike two. Palm Beach can hold on to that two-run lead. It would be 6-1 to start the second half and the early favorite in the division to face the Mets in the playoffs. Mets 0-6 against Palm Beach last week. And is Brady Smith a little dinged up here? Manager Robbie Robinson, trainer Koshi Tadag coming out. They'll have a look at the hand, the wrist area. Hope Brady's okay. While they check Brady out, we'll continue to look at the Florida State League out-of-town schedule. Lakeland leads Clearwater 1-0 in the seventh. And Clearwater played well for a long time in the first half, finished second. A lot of times as the second place finish in the half, you're like, okay, well, we were close. Let's get it done in the second half now. Now they're 2-4 in the second half and in second to last place. Bradenton's up 2-0 at home against Tampa. Tampa the early leader in the West. Tarpons a 5-1 record. Dunedin and Fort Myers scoreless. Smith okay. He will hang in there. And time is called by Johnson. O-2. Somehow Johnson lunges across the plate and hits it foul. Pitch in. Runner's going to go. Did that hit Osiris Johnson or not? Well, Osiris thinks it hit him. Is he walking down to first? The umpires are going to get together here and discuss the matter. So we wait. And they're going to send Osiris Johnson to first base. Yes, they say hit by pitch. Second hit by pitch of the inning. So Cody was speeding up to second. Didn't need to in the end. And now Santiago up. And he takes one inside. So Keyshawn Askew a little bit askew. I think that one will be said any time he moves up the ranks. Two at-batters and a walk so far. And he gets the swing and a miss, and Caballero. Again, when Askew throws a really good pitch, he can make hitters look like that. Tumbling over themselves, swinging at pitches that hit them. Line drive, base hit into center field. Cody's going to get the go-ahead home. Uncontested, no throw. Ramirez just runs it back towards the infield. An RBI single for Santiago. He's 2-for-4 now. And the Hammerhead's a little bit closer at 7-3. And once again, Hammerhead's set up with runners at first and second. Now, this was the exact score in the seventh inning yesterday. Mets ran away with it 13-3. Santos takes a pitch inside. 4-1. Bouncing ball towards Tilly, and this could be two. The shuffle to Lynn. Lynn's quick throw to first. It's a double play. Hit into by Anhueti Santos. Second double play turned today by the combination of Tilly and Lynn. And the scoring stops at one run. Good defense tonight by the Mets. At the seventh inning stretch, it's 7-3 St. Lucie.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, analysts. MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
There's Yoelin Quiñones. New pitcher for Jupiter, replacing the Warbert Arias, who threw three innings, kind of ran out of steam. Gave up three runs in the sixth inning. A bad combination of him tiring out and then having to face the red-hot Alex Ramirez. Here's Stanley Consueger, who's 0-for-3. Consuegra pops up the first pitch on the right side of the infield. Another one for Santos to put away, and he does. Now 0-4 night for Consuegra so far. Junior Tillian next. Arias, three innings, four hits, three runs, all earned. A walk and three strikeouts through 55 pitches, 32 strikes. Minor for a strike to Tillian, who's 0-4-3. A pull foul. Quiñones has appeared in 16 games out of the Jupiter bullpen. He is 0-1, 4.88 ERA, two saves. 26 strikeouts, only six walks in 24 innings. So he's one who will put it over the plate. Two count. And now full. Hard hit ground ball. A base hit into left center for Tillian. Eighth hit of the night for the Mets, first for him. And a one-out base runner for St. Lucie. And a look at Omar De Los Santos coming to the plate. Picked up a hit his last time up. It's 1-4-3. Ball one up. And two down. Quiñones, four innings against the Mets this year. Three relief appearances, six hits, and three runs against him as a team. Well-placed pitch. A challenge for De Los Santos, and the Mets have none left. Worth the shot. All they can do is tell you no. I recall a time or two where, at least on my count, a team has been out of challenges, tried to challenge, and has been granted. As this pitch is a strike for a full count. But that happened a couple of times in games with a lot of challenges tonight. And home plate umpire Alex Lawry, six challenges. He's been right five times, so he's not hard to lose track of that few. Payoff up high for ball four. A single and a walk with one out. The Mets trying to get that run back, at least one back, from the top of the seventh. Jack Thomas Wold will hit. He's been on twice and scored twice. Shame of it is for De Los Santos is he's blocked by Tillian in front of him, so he can't take off. A long meeting between Quiñones and his catcher, Estrada. Here's a pitch to the backstop, a wild one. Zotillion down to third. De Los Santos up to second. And it'll take away potential double play ball. And the infield likely to come in now. Bouncing ball, that will clear Zubia and go to right field and score two runs. The two RBI hit using the drawn in defense against Jupiter. That'll make it 9-3. A single walk, wild pitch, and the big high bouncer. Mets will take it. There's Bear Sierra. Drove an RBI double into the right center field gap last time. Swings and misses at this pitch. Another one that gets away. Wild pitch number two of the inning. This doesn't seem like Estrada and Quiñones are quite on the same page. So two runs across for the Mets. They got a chance to go double digits in the runs department in two straight games. 13 yesterday. They're at 9 today. The potential 10th run out at second base. There's a swing and a miss, and Bear Sierta goes down for the second out. For those wondering, Jacob DeGrom update, Buck Showalter today said that he knows what the plan is, but the Mets will have an official update on Jacob DeGrom tomorrow. So we wait. DeGrom is here in Port St. Lucie. I guess we'll wait tomorrow to find out what the next step is, and if that involves Jacob DeGrom, he met in a rehab appearance. So stay tuned to an announcement at some point tomorrow from up there in Queens. DeGrom do a live BP on Wednesday here, right before our day game against the Hammerheads. 1-1 pitch, a big uppercut swing from Smith. 1-2. Smith, the two-run homer today, tied the game back into second. At one point, Jupiter was up 2-0. Mets have scored 9 of the 10 runs in the game since. Pulling away for a second straight night. Quiñones' pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Quiñones after he gives up the two-run single to Wold. Mets turning on the offense for the second straight game. They lead 9-3 after seven innings. We'll now bring up to the broadcast booth, meet Brady. This is my dog, Brady, 14-year-old Finnish Spitz. Would love to have him come up here today, be a part of Bark in the Park, but look, you're a little ornery when you're 14 years old, right, as a dog, and doesn't move so well anymore. So, and it's hot outside tonight, so figure let Brady Boy stay at home in the air conditioning. But happy to report that today, Bark in the Park, most dogs ever at Clover Park for Bark in the Park. Josh, who's behind the camera right now, did a great job getting those between-inning shots of all the dogs in the park here. So hopefully everybody enjoyed those shots watching it on MILB TV. And, hey, if you're in town, you want to bring your dog to the game, we have another Bark in the Park coming up in August. So check the St. Lucie Mets website and promotions on that. We'll have one more Bark in the Park. Mets lead this game 9-3, trying to win 3 out of 4 in this series and make it 2 games in a row for the first time since they beat Tampa twice in a row. A couple to see if the bullpen can finish it off. Send it back to the field now. And it will be Keyshawn Askew continuing to pitch. Saul Gonzalez is the Mets pitcher of record in this game, by the way. Not sure if Keyshawn will go the necessary 4 innings to finish this game. But we're in the 8th. Of game 4 in this series. Weather has been good today. It is a little warm. It could be much worse. Overcast throughout the game. Much better weather today than we had the last few days. It did not rain once here at Clover Park, and we hope that the good weather continues tomorrow and Sunday. Fireworks shows the next 2 days. Well, come on out. Big one on Sunday. Askew dumps in a strike to Zubia. Askew a little bit of trouble in the 7th, but just like Diaz in the 1st, got out of it with a double play. They scatter down in the Mets' bullpen. Is that where that foul ball wound up? Recall in the 1st inning, the Hammerheads had a 2-0 lead, bases loaded, 1 out, and Diaz got the double play off the bat of Caballero. That really set the Mets on their way. So 2 pitch misses. Now last inning, a couple of hit batters and an RBI single. Jupiter trying to claw their way back into it, but 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Santos ended the threat. This ball is fouled back. By the way, that cardboard cutout of my dog Brady, that was made back in spring training 2021, as this pitch misses. Nobody remembers fondly the pandemic, of course, but one of the things 2021 is capacity was limited to 1,400 for social distancing, as this ball is hooked foul, and we had cardboard cutouts of people and pets to fill in the seats behind home plate so it looked a little bit better on SNY. Something fun for the fans. And there was a pet section. That's where that cardboard cutout came from. Keep it in the office. Maybe I'll keep it in the booth permanently. There's a called third strike on the corner. Zuby would like to challenge. Jupiter has 1 left. Now they have none left. Confirmed strikeouts. Askew gets the strike on the corner. What a game by the home plate umpire Alex Lowry. 7 challenges. He was right on 6 of those calls. And now, as this pitch is a strike, ABS Tech Will over in the press box can take the rest of the night off. First pitch a strike, second pitch a foul, tip strike 2. Will's not taking the rest of that off. He's stuck here with the rest of us until the bitter end. 0-2 coming on Lewis, who has walked, tripled, and struck out. And he strikes out again. This is a nice bounce back inning for Keyshawn. He seemed to has found his command. 2 strikeouts. That's his 4th strikeout in this relief appearance, honing in on 3 good innings. And now he gets that lefty, Rodriguez. Good luck to Rodriguez. Tough go of it last time. Slider outside, ball 1. Swing and a miss, way ahead of the slider. 1 ball, 1 strike. Fastball, strike 2 in the corner. 1-2 pitch. Struck pretty well. Deep right center field. Two Mets are going after it. It splits. De Los Santos and Ramirez. A triple attempted by Rodriguez. The quick throw by Lynn. Got him! Great throw by Su-Wei Lin. Right to the base of the bag. Suarez with the tag on the foot. Rodriguez out on the relay. Here's another look. Wasn't the prettiest relay as that ball kind of ran through the grass, but Lin gets it done. A scoreless inning for Askew. Mets have a 9-3 lead in the middle of the eighth.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Albert Suarez, great catch and tag at third base to end the last inning. He rolls one out to second base to start this inning. That is a routine 4-3 double play for those keeping score. One out in the eighth as Quiñones back to work. Gave up a couple of runs in the seventh. On the two-run single by Wolds. Back to Ramirez. Not sure he's going to have a chance at the cycle. Probably not. But he's got the two hardest parts done. A triple and a home run. Also has a walk tonight. Only one Met in the 34-year history the team has ever hit for the cycle, Marvin Seal, in the year 2000. Where were you in the year 2000? Alex Ramirez, I don't think, was born. He was not. Swings over the top of this changeup. Ball and two strikes. Well, the Mets had never had a player hit three home runs in a game in team history. That was broken this year by Junior Tillian, so maybe somebody will get the cycle. Ground ball to third. A routine play for Lewis. He makes a good, strong throw. Two up, two down. That's only been retired in order once in the game. That was by Arias in the fourth. Su-Wei Lin coming up. Maybe going the distance today. Getting his fifth plate appearance. 2-for-4 with a couple of singles. This pitch is a called strike. It's 9-3 Mets. Two outs, nobody on in the eighth. Nobody throwing in the Mets bullpen, so it looks like Keyshawn Askew will get a chance to finish the job. Ball two. Opposite field, the tester for Lewis. High throw, Good reach by Zubia. And Lynn is out. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Quiñones. That sends the game to the ninth. The Mets trying to close out a 9-3 lead when we come back.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Sean Askew's season high in innings pitched is five. Five hitless innings back in April against Daytona. He's trying to go four today, which would be his longest outing coming off his month-long IL stint. He gets a foul tip strike one from Caballero. He's got the bottom three in the order. Mets up by six. Jupiter's got a reliever throwing in the bullpen. Guess just getting some work in. I'd be surprised at this point if he got into the game. Jupiter needs to score six to keep it going. Not out of the realm of possibility, of course. The Mets had a six-run inning on Tuesday late and midway through late yesterday, too. So Jupiter trying to turn the tables. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Askew, his fifth. So the road to a monster comeback gets a little tougher. One down, two to go. As Jose Estrada comes up. Your New York Mets organizational update. I already brought you the DeGrom update, which is there really is no update. Buck Showalter said there will be an update tomorrow. As this pitch is a strike to Jose Estrada. As far as the New York Mets game goes, glad to put one Texas team behind them, the Astros, facing a lesser Texas team in the Rangers tonight and leading 4-2. Chris Bassett on the COVID IL, David Peterson getting the start and doing well. 1-1 pitch low. Triple-A Syracuse in a tight one at home, tied at 5 in the seventh inning. Binghamton up 3-2 at Hartford. This ball is fouled away. See that Fox Sports report that Max Scherzer bought the entire Binghamton Rumble Ponies team AirPods and ribeye and filet mignon and lobster? And lobster in Connecticut. And that's where the Mets or the Rumble Ponies played, Hartford. Well, that's good stuff. Brooklyn's up 3-0 at Hudson Valley. St. Lucie up 9-3 here. A good-looking day for the Mets minor league system, at least as it currently stands. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down Jose Estrada. And Keyshawn Askew trying for a dominant finish here. He has struck out for the last five. Now one to go in the top of the ninth, and it comes down to Javian Cody. First pitch, ball one low. 1-0, ground ball to short. Lynn, long throw coming to end the game. The scoop by Wohl, not quite. We play on. Lynn couldn't get it there in the air. That was going to be a tough play if it bounced. So Cody reaches, and we play on in the ninth. That's an E6. Long throw, but one that Lynn will tell you he's got to make.
Number 4 is in the fielder, Osiris Johnson.
Osiris Johnson up. 1-for-3 with the single and hit by pitch. Fly ball out of play. One ground ball, foul. I now ask you, one strike away from finishing off another big Mets lead. Trying to strike out three. The 0-2, inside corner for a called third strike. Johnson wants the challenge. There are none left for the Hammerheads. Ball game over, Mets win. Keyshawn Askew finishes off the game in style. The last five outs he recorded were strikeouts. Another big night for the Mets as they form that happy high five line between second in the mound and home. 9-3 is the final. Winning pitcher, Saul Gonzalez. Losing pitcher, Juan Reynoso. Keyshawn Askew gets the four-inning save. Alex Ramirez, big game. Drove in four runs. Smith gets his first homer of the season. Wohl drives in a couple. Good stuff for the St. Lucie Mets as they win consecutive games for the first time in over 3 weeks. And they are now 3-1 on this homestand, looking like they are back on track after that mini division-clinching hangover. Mets also now 2-0 in these military appreciation jerseys, and they will wear them again tomorrow. But before that, we had the postgame show. Coming up next, we'll wrap up the Mets' 9-3 win over the Hammerheads on this Friday night.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive to my bus stop?
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action. Fourth floor broadcasting booth. You're about to get video of the kids running the bases. Friday night, school is out. Game was fast. Most people have stuck around for the entirety of this. And now the race of the kids will be on. They're all lining up down outside the Mets dugout. They'll run in bunches. One of the fun things to do here at Clover Park. Let's get to the scoring summary while you enjoy that video upcoming. Mets fell behind early. Interesting start to the game as Joel Diaz gets an out on the first pitch. Then five straight hammerheads reached against him, and there was activity in the Mets' bullpen. Carlos Santiago, a one-out single. Khalil Watson, a two-run homer, made it 2-0. The next three reached as well on a single walk and another single. But then really the play of the game, Caballero hitting into a double play ball induced by Diaz, stopped the bleeding. So it was 2-0 hammerheads after one. It could have been a lot worse. In the second inning, Brady Smith, the two-run home run to left field, his first as a Mets minor leaguer, tied the game at two. Albert Suarez then drew a two-out walk. Alex Mears then pummeled a 415-foot tier, giving the Mets a 4-2 lead they would not relinquish. Mets scored three runs in the sixth to pull away. It was an RBI double by Raul Berciera to make it 5-2, and then a two-out game-breaking two-run triple by Ramirez, his third and fourth RBIs of the game, to make it 7-2. Jupiter got a run across in the top of the seventh inning. RBI single by Carlos Santiago, but that rally was snuffed out by another double play turned by Tillian and Lynn. Mets tacked on a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh on a Jack Thomas Wold two-run single, with a final scoring of 9-3. Oh, they're lined up and ready to go. Everybody being so patient. We've had patient, good doggos tonight. Now we have the patient kids. These little ones ready to go. Oh, they're on the walkie-talkies. Getting ready. Getting ready. Josh Sexton, employee manager, has opened the gate. He's opened the gate. Here they come. Oh, yes. I'll be off to the races soon. Okay, as the broadcaster gets distracted. Box score, starting with the line score. Three runs, eight hits, no runs for Jupiter. No errors for Jupiter. Nine runs, nine hits, one error for the Mets. Hitters in the game. Ramirez 2-for-4 for the second straight game with a triple homer, four driven in, plus a walk. Su-Wei Lin went the distance in his minor league rehab start. And went 2-for-5. Other hits coming from Tillian, De Los Santos, Wold, Berciera, and Smith. Suarez didn't get hit, but two walks and two runs. So last night, all nine Mets get a hit. Tonight, seven of nine get a hit, and eight of nine reach base. Eight Mets scored a run. Tonight, seven Mets score a run. For Jupiter, Santiago went 2-for-4. And Rodriguez went 2-for-4 as well, the only multi-hit games for the Hammerheads. Pitchers in the game. Joel Diaz gets the start for the Mets. A little shaky at first, but that double play settled them in. Three innings, six hits, two runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Saul Gonzalez gets his first win of the season. Two innings hitless and scoreless. No walks and three strikeouts. He had that great play off the ball that hit him in the shoulder on the comebacker. The diving throw to get the out, two perfect innings for him. Lowers his season ERA to 1.72. Keyshawn Askew, four innings, two hits, one run, one walk, seven strikeouts, including five strikeouts for the final five outs of the game. Three Mets pitchers combined for 12 Ks and just two walks. That is more like it. That's the Mets we knew from April and May. Jupiter Reynoso takes the loss in his debut. Pitched well. Three innings, three hits, four runs, three walks, and four strikeouts. Really liked his curveball. Luarbart Arias, three innings, four hits, three runs. He ran out of steam. A walk and three strikeouts. Quiñones, two innings, two hits, two runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Ball game played in a tidy 2 hours and 23 minutes, including 885 in front of 885 baseball-loving souls. Don't think we counted the dogs, but maybe we should have. Again, the record for most dogs in a bark in the park in St. Lucie Mets history. We'll try to break that again later in August. With the win, the Mets improved to 43-29. They are now 3-4 in the second half, nudging closer to 500 in the half. Jupiter drops to 37-34 overall. They are now 3-4 in the second half. The season series is now tied 8-8 through 16 games. It's been a fun week so far, but really it's all been leading up to the big weekend with the Independence Day fireworks celebration on Sunday. Also fireworks tomorrow night as well. Hope you'll join us here at Clover Park. Both games on Saturday and Sunday are 6:10 starts. If you cannot make it out on Saturday and Sunday, we have the coverage on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network internet radio for free, and of course MILB TV if you are a subscriber. It's plenty worth it if you have not bought MILB TV. I think it's only $50 a year, and you get not just the St. Lucie Mets games, you get all of them. If you want to watch a random California League game at midnight, go ahead, have at it. It's all part of the deal. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Clover, the Mets 9, the Hammerheads 3. For Cliff Desmond spinning the dials back in the WPSL studios, I'm Adam McDonald, thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. I hope all of those out there listening and watching have a pleasant remainder of their evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.